February 24, 2021, it's the Watch Pedro Show. We'll be right back. Watch for Pedro show. Happy Wednesday. The last Wednesday of February. We started off with John Coltrane doing Miles Mode, obviously influenced by Mr. Miles Davis. John Coltrane listened to everybody he played with. And then we had Lola from Alessandra Novaga. And I have to tell you, Brother Matt, he's at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point a couple miles south because we're still quitting quarantino mode. But I am not totally man alone because of the wonders of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention from Italy. I have Alessandra Novaga with me.
Hi.
Your earliest memory of music, your earliest musical memory, please, Alessandra.
Oh my God.
Remember, it's the What for People show, so there's no hard questions and there's no wrong answers.
yes. It's funny for me to try to remember. The first music was when I think when I was maybe three or four years old. And it was a very old song, Italian song, of, I think, 1930, something like that. And it was, I attended the primary school. I was very, very, very little. And I remember that it was in my school, it was this something of a performance for full of kids, and I remember actually that I hated this song, so I did the playback at 3 years old. When I was 3 years old, my first musical performance was in playback because I hated this song, and that's very sad. The text is about a mom who just bought jewels for her and nothing for her daughter.
Oh, terrible!
It was terrible. So I refused to sing, and I just played back.
Now,
this is my first.
Now this place you grew up.
Yes, I can remember.
Did you grow up in Milano?
No, I grew up in Latina. Latina is very close to Rome.
Yeah,
very
sure.
Close to Rome.
More south. Much more south.
Yes, more south. Much more. Yes, in the middle of Italy, on the sea. This is the only beautiful things about that place.
Okay. Now this casa, this house you grew up in, do they have musical instruments?
No, I just started with guitar when I were 10 years old, and in my house there weren't instruments. My parents are not musicians, and I.
Well, can I ask you about school? In school, was there choir? Was there a band?
No, because I chose to study in a musical school, classical guitar. I started. Actually my background is totally classical. I played classical music for my first 30 years. I started to play other kind of music when I was 40 years old.
40?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So a little.
I changed everything.
Right, a little bit down the road. But this is why I'm interested in your early days and how you actually got on the guitar. How?
Sorry, excuse me. I didn't listen to you. Can you repeat, please? I didn't understand.
What I'm trying to learn is, how did you get on the guitar?
But the guitar, the classical guitar.
Yeah, any kind of guitar, whatever. What got you into music, into playing music on the guitar?
When I was 10, I don't understand what do you mean. I'm sorry, Mike.
Okay, Alessandra, I'll give you an example. Some people become drummers. Some people become saxophone. Some people become bass.
Why
did you become guitar?
Oh, it was definitely not so important. I don't remember why. really, I don't remember because there's
these ways to make music, you know. And then you pick guitar, and then you pick a way of playing guitar, which was the classical. I'm probably thinking of Mr. Segovia, the Spanish style of classical.
Yes, but I actually, when I started, I didn't know that the guitar could be also classical. I think that I started with the idea to play some songs. But I remember very well that the first lesson was definitely classical, and I liked it very much. And so for me it was an epiphany, and everything started.
Wow,
and,
okay.
You mentioned Segovia, and my two main professors in my life was Segovia's pupil, especially the last one, was maybe the main Segovia's pupil. Segovia is my grandfather in some
sense. Yeah, he's only one degree removed. So, well, you know, some people, a lot of the people I have on the show, and I talk, how did you get on guitar? I like rock and roll. Did you like any rock and roll when you were young? No.
No, definitely no. I'm sorry. No,
it's okay. It's okay.
I don't dislike, of course, but I'm not a bit culture in the direction. I especially when I was young, I used to listen much classical music, also jazz, also songs, but I'm not a rock and roll person.
Well, can I ask you what was the first record you bought with your own money?
With my money, maybe a Segovia one.
Okay.
Maybe a Segovia. I remember also the cover, and I remember also the music. It was a Spanish music of 19th century, and 20th century. Sorry. And I think that it was.
Yeah, people, listeners, we're talking about Andre Segovia, one of the guys who really brought guitar out and made it important instrument in classical music, because before that it was kind of gypsy music or flamenco, or you know. Which is beautiful music too. Dee Boon was a huge fan of flamenco music. What about the first gig? What was the first musical performance you saw besides that school thing where you had to sing?
bad. But with classical guitar when I was young. Do you mean?
No. You saw somebody else. You saw somebody else play, not you play.
Excuse me? You?
Yeah, like you attended a concert, right? What was the first what was your first live concert you attended?
This is also very strange, because my first concert in Latina, that it is very close, very 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 little town. It was for a casualty of my last teacher. So when I was 11, I went to listen to him. His name is Oscar Giglia, and classical guitar, so a solo classical guitar, a solo recital. And it's very funny, because he, 20 years later, he became my maestro.
You had no idea he would be your teacher 20 years later.
Definitely no. But in that time he lived in the United States, so he was in tour, and after he lived in Paris and after in Switzerland where I studied with him. And so it's very strange, you know. I always love this coincidence. My first concert as a public was of by him. I love this.
This is great. I want to play this song from you called Götter der Pest.
Stayed at home. 'Cause where I'm going,
Watford Pedro show. Yeah, we started that chunk of music off with Alessandro Novaga with Gotter de Pest. Der Pest, sorry. I ruin every language, people.
Gotter, I think that the right pronunciation is Gotter der Pest, something like that. Okay. In Deutsch.
Gotcha. Which part of Switzerland, most of Switzerland speaks German. I got to move from Richard Hell after that, and avoid it. He's just remixed his second album all these years later, and it sounded great, and he sent it to me and signed it, and I love you, Richard. My first punk rock hero. Then Bombus Prendin with Spin Cyclist. I was informed a big archive of music is coming out of Bombus Prendin, so we'll have a buttload more to play for you people. Hans Rotten out of Switzerland with Path, P-A-T-H. Barry Burkle's okay. Got a new piece. Visual Suite, number 3, Art History Week. Yeah, this is like a 17-18 part thing. I'm going to play a piece for the next 17-18 episodes. Barry Burkle back doing music before he moves to Berlin. Ben Addy out of England with Noya up in the York part. Beneath the Ruins, the brand new showdown. Iokoi, Stainless Still. And finally, Alessandra Novaga with Puppies in the Morning. And the flower for California is the golden poppy.
Golden poppy.
Gold,
the orange.
Golden. Yeah, that's its name. Golden. But it does look orange. You're right.
Okay. Yeah. I love poppies. It's my favorite flower.
Right, red poppies, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta watch out though with the bad habits.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you, so you went to a conservatory to study music?
More or less, because I never studied in the school. I studied in the school, but not in Italy. You have the possibility, you had the possibility to play privately, and after you could make his exams in the conservatory as a extern. So yes, but I studied in Italy in the conservatory and in Basel in Switzerland in the Music Academy, very serious Hochschule. So.
And why did you choose that direction?
Hey, this is a very big question. For many reasons. It happened almost 11, 12 years ago. And so it's very far now. So it's not so easy to have the situation clearly. But I think that I was started to play fixed music, to play scores. So in a so hard notation, so the possibility, I don't know, maybe I continue to play for myself, continue to practice classical music, especially Bach. I love to play Johann Sebastian Bach music, but I don't know, maybe it was not for me. Maybe I think that I mean, also the guitar maybe is not so important for me. I feel that I play the guitar because I started to play the guitar, but I think that I play now for very different motivi, very different
reasons. Yeah.
Okay, reasons respect to the past. I think that maybe is in this way for everyone. I mean, and for me, music has been a very important. My trading in music has been very important, not necessary for the music, but for to discover something of myself. I understood very, very early that especially the meeting with some people, like the teachers, and I've been lucky because I have been great teachers, not only in the musical sense, but also in a philosophical sense, in a cultural sense, okay? And I understood that maybe that music for me was important for understand who I was. And I don't know, maybe it could be also a theater, also art, also art forms.
So you're saying it's a tool for your discovery of yourself.
Yes, I think so. Excuse me. What?
Well, I was going to say, what about the other side of that expression?
Expression?
Like you have some feelings and you want to get them out. So that's how you use music. Also.
Yes.
Not instead of, but also. Yeah.
I think so. And after 30 years only in one kind of world, also not only in sense of repertory of instrument, but also in the sense of, about classical music, also in the sense of people who I met and I started to feel strict. I don't know. I started to have other needs. So I don't remember exactly what I remember that I started to play electrical guitar because of a piece that I strongly wanted to play for electrical guitar, but it's contemporary music, and the piece is a Trash TV Trends by Fausto Romitelli, who has been a very, very, very great composer, Italian composer, and unfortunately he died very young, 10 years ago. But he has been very, very important for contemporary music, and he composed this amazing piece from solo electric guitar. So I discovered, because a friend of mine played it, but for me was a total science fiction for me, because I never played electric guitar, and this piece is full of loop station, distortion, delay. And believe me, I didn't know what a distortion was. You can imagine a loop station. So I bought the score, and I bought all the stuff that I need. So electric, I bought a Fender amplifier, and the amp, and all the effects that I need, but I started to use just for this particular score, and this is the beginning of electrical guitar.
Yeah. So.
And after I started to also to improve, also this I never did before. So but I think that maybe, especially because I live in a big city, I have had the opportunity to meet very nice guys, especially from jazz, that helped me to start to improvise. And after many things happened, and I up to now, and I never played classical music since there. I never played classical music for public, and I started a very new life in many senses, especially for the meeting. So I especially enjoyed the different people who I met, and very different from classical musicians there.
Yeah, for you.
Of course, I like also that. But I think that in the classical world is the state of mind is really fanatic, also, especially.
Alessandra, we'll get into that later. But I have to stop you because we're at the end of the first hour, February 24th, 2021. Dishwat Pedro Show special guest. Alessandra Novaga. Hold tight for hour two. February 24, 2021. Second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Well, for Pedro, so we start off the second hour with Alessandra Novaga doing LM, number one. Then Clara Rockmore, Ave Maria. She was a student of the theremin guy, the guy who invented the theremin, right? And I got that from Henry Rollins. Andrea Pensado, Trust Sawako. I think she's teaching in Kyoto or Nagoya. I can't remember. It's not on purpose. And Mwakabe Mwafrika. That's hard to say. Ethiopians live it. Yeah, but beautiful music. Just because I have a hard time. I have a hard time with English. all the languages, I fuck them all up, so I'm sorry. And then finally, Alessandra Novaga with LM number two. It's obviously a bookend, huh? Two parts of the same piece. What does LM stand for?
Is Lili Marlene. Lili Marlene, the famous Deutsch song of the Second World War.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. And then also the title Marlene Dietrich, no?
Marlene Dietrich. Who actually was living over here. She did many tours in Europe for the troops. Yeah, right. So, look, let's get make it clear to the listeners. This piece that had to be played on, it was written for electric guitar, so you buy all these things for the electric guitar, and this is what we would say over here, sea change. It completely changes your life. You leave behind classical guitar, and you embrace electric guitar. But you were saying something about the classical music scene, the mentality?
Yeah. Yes, the mentality is not the mentality. I don't know. I tell you this. When I studied in Basel, okay, is a very big school, international school, so it's full. It's very interesting experience because it's full of people from United States, from Japan, from every place from Europe, so but and I can tell you that I knew a lot of people, a lot of classmates and also other instrument guys, and I had only one friend that came with me to the cinema. Nobody was interested in cinema.
Wow.
Just okay.
Everything from music, classical music, just 100%.
Yes. Yeah. So I told you about fanatic. Not fanatic of music. I'm not sure that music is my main interest. I think that music is the thing that I can do, I know to do. So it's natural for me to do it and to in some way to maybe it's too much, but to explain myself, okay, in some way. But I love literature in the same, I think in the same way, not less, because it's not my job.
I think it's what you're trying to say is artistically you have many dimensions. You're not mono, not one.
Yes, yes, definitely. This is the I think that this is the reason, the main reason, why, because the reason about my big change. I for example, I remember that when I played only classical, I thought to myself, okay, I attended exhibition, art exhibition. Now I speak with you and that you are a philosopher, so we have speak about many interesting things. And I saw this film, or I don't know, many all the experience that you do in your life, no? For me, it started to be frustrating. Is a try, frustrating. It was very sad that I couldn't put directly my experience in my music. Of course, every experience change yourself, so your sensibility, your way to feel and to. So probably my Bach suite was different after a very interesting exhibition I attended at, but it was not so evident for me. Yeah. So you can imagine when I, for example, when I recorded Fassbinder Wunderkammer, for me was a big joy, because I, for the first time, I have put in my work directly all my other passions, you know. So for example, cinema and also the freedom to play in different styles, not only classical.
Right.
Okay, so Lili Marlene with the bow, or with electrical, with distortion, or and of course not just for effect. I'm sure that it is not the, but the joy of the freedom to put in just one opera many aspects of your life.
Right, to express yourself.
Do you understand? No?
Yeah. Okay. To express yourself. I want to play a song here, Serenade.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. get to sleep, I figure out how much money I got in the bank. I got $35 here and I got $10 there, and I can do this and I can do that. I'm writing on the ceiling. And if I fall asleep, it's all right, because it's all worked out in my head. I don't let it bother me. See, I don't go out spending money that I don't have. I don't have no bills except for my insurance policies and stuff to bury me. The funeral director is the executor. I took it out of my daughter's hands. Oh, I've even got my tombstone on there, same place where my wife is buried. My first wife is still living. I was married twice. She moved out one night while I was at work. Lock, stock, and barrel. Kids, cars, furniture. I had two houses, one on one side of the tracks and one on the other side. And she moved out while I was at work one night. I come home and what a mess I found. Nothing there. So it's my second wife I'll be buried with. The other one isn't dead yet. I got my tombstone plans in place. I can go to sleep at night knowing that's all taken care of. It's all set.
Walk for Pedro show, that choke of music. Alessandro Novaga started it with Serenade. And Rico Grevialli did the organ, this piece called Paralis. And it was composed by Stefano Pelia. Yes, the composer. Till this day, you know we played together in El Sonia de Marinaio.
I saw you.
Yeah,
in
maybe,
Milano.
Maybe take
okay. At your concert.
Okay. With the last one in 2017. Okay, that was a good
very
gig.
Very beautiful.
It was at the beginning of the, with a brand new drummer man, Paolo. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Paolo Mongardi.
Then we had, Mongardi, right. Then we had Nona Comet. Okay.
Amazing concert. I loved it.
Why Stacco?
I definitely
after that, Doji. And then Tombstone Plans from David Greenberger and Bangalore. And finally, Alessandra Novaga with Franz B. So, have you ever played in a group, ensemble?
Yes. Not so much. I used to play especially alone. Some years ago, I founded with other two musicians, Sandro Mussida and Elio Marchesini, a group, Urla Janus, and, but it was involved in contemporary music, and we started together. This happened in the first moment that I changed everything. So it has been a very interesting experience, also because we included other musicians in our concerts, and the idea was to find a different way to play classical contemporary music. So the idea was to change also the way to perform. And also the places where to perform this kind of music. And because I think that contemporary music in classical way is very difficult, it's very hard music. And I find very, very old the rituals in the concerts, so it's very, I don't know, it's too far to the people to play well in that way, and with the rituals of applause between every piece, and so we try to involve to composers to write for us, and also so we played music like Stockhausen or
Stockhausen,
yeah. Or,
I have to stop you again because we're out of time. We're in the second hour.
I speak too much.
No, you don't. You're beautiful. Don't worry. Please. February 24, 2021 edition of Pedro Show. With special guest Alessandro Novaga. Hold tight for hour three. February 24, 2021. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show. For Pedro show, we started the third hour off Alessandro Novago with Each Man Kills the Thing He Loves. Very positive message there. You know, yeah, but you don't use Italian for your titles.
It depends, because this one, it was by also Each Man Think the Each Man Kills the Thing He Loves is from Oscar Wilde poem. that is in this Carole de Brest, the Fassbinder's.
Yeah, I know.
It's a very beautiful song, no?
Actually,
I don't know. It's strange because it's for example, my second album was Movimenti Lunari, was in Italian, and the title also the title of the intern piece was in Italian, and but Fassbinder Wunderkammer is about a Dutch artist, and so I used the title of the movies, original movies, and or in this case is the original soundtrack of one of his movies, the thing he loves, Jean Moreau.
I want to ask you more. Song. I want to ask you more about titles. Let me tell the people most of the other songs. Tragic Comedy, along with Watt from a 1987 party jam. I think this was up on the hill at Crane's okay. Party. And then we had Tollum with Susan Alcorn. A song just called 02. And then finally, Alessandro Novaga with Novaga. Sorry, excuse me. Father, forgive me. And see, now with instrumental music, how important is the title?
Oh, I don't know. Definitely, I don't know. I think it's very difficult to find titles sometimes. And I try to stole from some inspiration. For example, Father, Forgive Me is about the other. Is from the other album, the one about Derek Jarman, and Father. This piece is a my version of it's a scene by Pet Shop Boys. I don't know if you understood this. And Father, Forgive Me is a verse of the song. Yes. So
the titles come last or they come first?
No, last. Definitely last.
Because you say you get the inspiration. So you're thinking of the whole work, the whole piece?
I don't know. I think that every time is different.
Alessandra, I ask this because for me, in my composition, when I write songs,
uh-huh.
I have to start with a title or I have no focus, no anchor.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. No one I know does this.
It's very interesting.
Everybody's like you.
For me.
Yeah, you pick last, yeah. Right? You put the title on last.
No, I understand. It's the vision. You have the focus, the vision. It's very strange. It's amazing.
Well,
because you start from an idea, not from the music.
Well, let me tell you this. One guess is because of the instrument I use, the bass. Because the bass is foundation. The bass, so in a way, if I have the name of the song, I can build a foundation. Everything that I compose can be focused on, you know, whatever that title is helping me with. I think that's where it comes from.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it comes from when I first started writing songs in my early 20s. I want to play here The Wound Dresser. Another happy title.
Yes.
Thank you. dear. Clown on stilts at mall downtown. Clown, clown, clown. You were very cute and I liked your humor. I was the guy who took your picture. The kids were my sisters, like to take you out to dinner. Like to take you out to dinner. Clown on stilts at mall downtown. Clown, clown, clown. You were very cute and I liked your humor. I was the guy who took your picture. The kids were my sisters, like to take you out to dinner. Like to take you out to dinner and more. Clown on stilts at mall downtown. Clown on stilts at mall downtown. Clown, clown, clown. You were very cute and I liked your humor. I was the guy who took your picture. To take you out to dinner. You were very cute and I liked your humor. I was the guy who took your picture. The kids were my sisters, like to take you out to dinner. Like to take you out to dinner and more. If you are interested, clown on stilts.
Thank you.
Live from Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Alessandra Novaga with The Wound Dresser. And Veda Hill with Clown on Stilts. Ava Mendoza, great guitar lady, out of, actually from SoCal, but she's in Brooklyn these days. Tramp Strategy, number two. Mika Levy with Flower Bed. And then finally, Alessandra Novaga with April 21st. Why April 21 and not March
15? This title is because I was, you know, that the piece is the main important of the piece is my steps on the Prospect Cottage, Derm Jamal's cottage shingles. Okay, so you can hear my steps on the shingles. And This recorded was in April 41. The record of my steps of my visit to in England I was very very happy when I found that title because I didn't know how to title that piece. So
well, you know why I brought up March 15. March
15.
March 15. We call the Ides of March. It's the day that Caesar was assassinated on the steps of the Senate.
Okay.
So it was kind of a joke. Okay, it was kind of a joke.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
I think it comes from Shakespeare, right? Ides of March, you know, or something like this. I think it's actually an old way of the calendar. The Ides met in the middle of the month.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
I think so.
So. During the situation that we have now, have you been composing, recording at home?
In this situation, and now, no, I'm sorry.
Sandra, there's no gigs, so are you still doing
no
music?
No gigs.
Yeah, but are you
no
still
gigs,
doing music?
Yes.
Are you recording? Are you composing?
I don't do very much. I recorded, so I composed a couple of soundtrack for some corto. I don't know in English the short film. Okay.
Yeah.
And
Koto, but I know with the salami, Koto is the cooked.
crudo
and corto.
Okay, yes, it's short. And I also for a theater show. And of course, this show will be on stage in the future. But we had some rehearsal now. And I'm lucky in this way, so I have no problems. I teach now. I'm teaching in these days. And
you teach music?
And I teach guitar, yes.
And what kind of guitar? Electric or classical?
Classical.
Ah, so you are still connected to the classical world, yes.
Yes, I don't want to play other kind of music because for me it's an offense to, for me, in my experience, in my opinion. But I don't like the idea to, for example, for me is a nonsense to learn to teach how to improvise, for example.
Okay.
It's very difficult for me to understand the reason.
Actually, we didn't talk about that, but that's a big difference between the classical world and more avant-garde. They don't improvise. They play stuff on a paper in front of them.
Yes, but also in avant-garde, no? They play. I sometimes to my pupils that are very, very, very young. Sometimes I try to play, for example, some graphic scores. So I teach classical music, but also. Especially for the smarter friends among them, I try to also to start other kind of arguments.
Yeah, but, I understand.
But I don't know.
I think what you were trying to mean was it's hard to teach how to improvise because improvise is very personal, right?
Yes, I think so. Okay. I strongly think so.
Okay.
So I think that I would be scared to impose myself to them.
Yeah, I understand. They have to find their own way.
Alessandra, yes, I think so.
Alessandra, it's been a big honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much. I can't wait to hear new music from you. So when it comes, will you please maybe come back on the show?
Oh, thank you very much.
Very, 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 very
pleasure for me.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
February 24, 2021, edition of Wofford Pedro. So keep your powder dry.